Sylvia Towers.
Sylvia Towers. But it's not about her, really. It's about that Bluebird. I mean, Bluebird she's marrying. Jefferson Davis Calhoun.
What about him?
Oh, that marriage has got to be stopped. I found out that his name's not Calhoun at all. That he's been married three times under three different names. And that all his wives died mysteriously. And that he collected their insurance. And now he's talked my sister into insuring herself for $100,000 in his favor.
When did you learn all this?
In a barbershop yesterday.
Oh?
I went in to get a manicure, and I picked up this old detective magazine. Here's his picture. Look at it.
I had heard of the case. In his heyday, the papers had called him the Mint Julep Romeo. And any name he happened to be using at the time had Colonel in front of it. None of his three wives had survived the honeymoon. Wife number one, an aviatrix, bailed out at 10,000 feet over Mount Hood along with her husband. His parachute opened, hers didn't. They found the body the following spring. Wife number two, a snake dancer, died of snake bite when she squared off with a full-fang diamondback instead of her usual non-poisonous partner. The cause of death was never officially proven because the body was embalmed by mistake, it said there, before the coroner arrived. And finally, number three, a professional stuntwoman, disappeared over Niagara Falls in a beer keg instead of her specially designed barrel and was never seen again.
Well, Mr. Spain?
Yeah, but are you...